everybody. My name is Umi, and we're here today with Gary from Burger Law, and he's going to tell us about the next steps to take when you are involved in an accident. So, Gary, I got in an accident, in a car accident, or if I fall and I break my leg, what are the next steps that I should take?
They're a little different between them, but let's say you're in a car accident. What do you do? Well, the first thing you do after a car wreck is make sure you're safe. Don't risk anything. And make sure your occupants are safe. And if they need emergency medical care, handle that first. That's your priority. Make sure everybody's safe, and then make sure everybody's out of the roadway and in a safe place. Move your car, whatever it needs. The second thing is you're going to sit and you're going to talk to the other driver. Find out what happened. You don't want to confront that person, but you can say, why were you following me too close? Why did you blow that red light? Why were you on your phone? And not confront them, but figure it out. I've taken many, many depositions where no one talked about that at the scene. The next thing you're going to want to do is make sure you get the information from the other driver, both their driver's license and their insurance information and all their information. And then the police hopefully are going to show up. Always get a police report. You'd be surprised how stories change down the line. You think it's a clear rear-ender, and then 6 months later they're saying you stopped suddenly. Call the police. Have them come and do a classic traffic incident report. The other thing, Umi, is make sure you get the names of the witnesses who are there. Too many times there are witnesses there, give you your information, and then they're not in the police report. I have a case right now where my client was hit on a motorcycle on the side of the road. A guy named Ken attended to him, never was in the police report. No one ever knew about it.
Oh, wow.
He got Ken's name. You know who Ken is? Ken's a doctor in Kansas City.
What?
Ken was an emergency room doctor that came by and helped save my client's life.
Wow.
And I called Ken. He gave me a great statement, and we talked about what happened. So make sure you get, don't just try. Officers do a fantastic job reporting accidents, and they're trained to do so, but they're only human. And sometimes what may seem like a no-brainer at the scene ends up being complicated. The cop didn't think about putting in the report, but you have the name of four witnesses, and then we can call them up as part of our claims investigation and prove the case.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you want to do is you want to give all the information to the officer and then leave, and then you want to get medical attention right away. You do not want to wait a month or 2 months to get medical help. So go to an urgent care, go to an ER, go to your primary care doctor, go to a chiropractor if you know one, or a physical therapist. Go get medical care for whatever your injuries are.